westcoastcryptos.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I'm Taylor Elfan. Welcome to another edition of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Here's what's happening. MicroStrategy just bought more bitcoins. It now holds almost 130,000. MicroStrategy bought 301 bitcoins between August 2nd and September 19th for about $6 million. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. On Tuesday, the filing said the software company that was co-founded by entrepreneur and crypto advocate Michael Saylor bought the world's largest cryptocurrency at an average price of $19,851 per coin. MicroStrategy is a well-known Bitcoin holder, putting the cryptocurrency in its reserves. It now has almost 130,000 Bitcoins, acquiring them for a total price of $3.98 billion or $30,639 per coin. At airtime, Bitcoin was trading at $18,905. And don't be surprised to see MicroStrategy buy more Bitcoins as the price goes lower. In other news, Shiba Inu has released its first concept art to break into the metaverse realm. With several whales now showing interest, there's a possibility that the altcoin future could be positive. Shiba Inu has been trying to make its mark on the metaverse ecosystem for quite some time now. From hiring top talent to partnering with major studios, Shiba Inu has been in the process of building the right team to expand into the metaverse. This concept art is meant to outline what the future of the Shiba Inu metaverse is going to look like. Now it remains to be seen whether the Shiba Inu team is able to deliver on its promises and meet people's expectations. However, it's not just metaverse enthusiasts that have been showing interest in Shiba. In fact, whales have been taking a keen interest in the altcoin and everything associated with it as well. According to Whale Stats, Shiba Inu tops the list in terms of tokens held by the top 2,000 Ethereum whales. At airtime, whales seem to be holding 142,619,591 worth of SHIB. We'll definitely keep an eye on this story for you. And crypto exchanges Binance and FTX have both bid on Voyager's assets. Binance's current bid is slightly higher than FTX's, but according to sources who spoke to the Wall Street Journal, Binance and FTX have made the top bids of roughly $50 million for the assets of insolvent crypto lender Voyager Digital. According to the report, neither offer has been accepted yet. FTX and Binance were in the hunt to acquire Voyager's assets in the bankruptcy auction, which was held last week in New York. Final results of the auction are expected to be announced on September 29th, although an announcement could come earlier, and if it does, we'll be the first to report it. Well, that's going to do it for another exciting episode of West Coast Cryptos Daily. Thanks for being there. Thanks for checking in. We'll see you next time. And remember, cryptos are real.
WestCoastCryptos.com.